All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful, yes, I said beautiful, Saturday, May 31st, 2014. We haven't had the best of weekends, but we got a good one this weekend. And I want to welcome to the studio Senior Advisor, Zurich Insurance Group, Dick Kearns. How you doing, Dick?
Great, Anthony. Great to be with you.
And the co-owner of Pete's Golf, Woody Lashin. How you doing, Woody? Always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Great to be here, and great to be here live in studio with Dick. We have someone on the phone. We got him live today.
There's nothing better than having him live. It's face to face and in our nice little intimate studio, recording studio here, and talking golf with people who love to talk golf. And so to me, this will be one of the best half hours of the year.
I'm very excited.
Great. Looking forward to it. And Woody, always great to see you.
Yep.
It's always good to be.
You took the line right out of my mouth.
Old-time friend from Whately Hills.
That's right. Love that course. We have lots to talk about, so I want to get to our first commercial. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin, and also the senior advisor of Zurich Insurance Group, Dick Kearns. Dick, you're very involved with the PGA Tour, but first I thought maybe just tell listeners a little bit about what exactly you do at Zurich.
Okay, happy to, Anthony. I'm actually semi-retired. I was the chief administrative officer for Zurich Insurance Group, stationed in Switzerland for 9 years. And after retiring in 2011, I've stayed on as a consultant. I'm on a couple of the boards of the Zurich and Farmers Insurance Group companies here in the U.S. And also, our introduction into these PGA Tour events happened under my watch while I was the chief administrative officer. So we wanted to keep some of that continuity and relationship. So one of my retirement gigs is also to be a consultant for our global golf sponsorship,
right?
Which entails the two tournaments, Zurich Classic of New Orleans, the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, and our Zurich Ambassador Program that
right.
we have the players that we sponsor.
Now, you first introduced to the PGA Tour with the Zurich in New Orleans, the Zurich Classic. Talk about, because the year that you signed, then Katrina hits,
yep.
and where a lot of people decided to just up and go or to say pass. You know, you guys saw an opportunity. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, it was April 2005, which was the first classic that we sponsored. And it was also at a new golf course, the TPC Louisiana,
right.
the Pete Dye design. And we arrived in April with our executive teams and our customers, and we had a wonderful initial tournament, and we're in the process of building great relationships with the state of Louisiana, the city of New Orleans. And lo and behold, in August, a few months after the tournament, Katrina hits, and we all know the devastation that entailed. And we had an option actually to pull out of the contract after the first year, in addition to obviously all the personal and property damage, we also lost the golf course. The golf course was underwater for a couple of months, and they lost 2,000 trees. But we had committed ourselves to the community there. Listen, we're an insurance company,
right?
And when tragedy hits, that's when you're supposed
needed
to
most,
rise
yeah,
to
sure.
the occasion. So it,
and you guys did. I mean, I saw some of the stats. I mean, 90% of the claims, you know,
yeah,
done in 3 months. That's amazing.
We did. We really stepped up. But Jim Shiro, who was our CEO at the time, that Woody knows as
sure.
well. And Jim called us all together and said, "Look, you know, we're gonna do what we need to do
mm-hmm.
to get this community back and going." And we did. We settled a number of big claims there,
sure.
including the Superdome,
yeah.
Tulane University, which was in the process of maybe even not being able to make it
yep.
if they couldn't get open by the second semester.
Sure.
So it's been a great experience for us. I think we're proud of what we've done there,
mm-hmm.
Proud of the relationships we have with the community. And the Zurich Classic in 2006, we moved it back to English Turn, the Jack Nicklaus course at that club there. And it was the first major sporting event to take place in New Orleans after Katrina. So we were happy to be part of that history, too.
Absolutely.
You know, Dick, I'm really curious to for our listeners to get a little insight into what it's like to be behind the scenes, you know, kind of running a PGA Tour event. It's your event. You know, give us a little bit like what you get to experience and...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, Woody. It's a wonderful experience as you would imagine,
Can't
lots
imagine.
Of fun. It's also you know a very the event is really a year long
sure.
activity. Of course,
yeah,
it all gets executed in a week.
Right.
But the opportunity to develop relationships with the PGA Tour executives. Deal with great organizations, in our case, the host organizations in New Orleans, which is the Four Kids Foundation, local businessmen who do a lot of the hands-on work of getting the volunteers together to make all this happen, and interact with the players
mm-hmm.
And their managers and agents, and also the media, the print media. And TV
mm-hmm.
guys associated with these events.
Sure.
Really, it's fun. You learn a lot about people. You learn a lot about the game and where it's going. You really do get to walk inside the ropes sort of all year long.
Yeah, and you talk about the PGA Tour as a beautiful. Business model, and you sort of see it all in execution in that week of exactly all the pieces coming together.
Absolutely, and I think that while we believe we're telling the story, the great story about the PGA Tour and the charitable giving, we went over the $2 billion mark this past January while we were at the Farmers Insurance Open, and. It is a unique model. The charitable giving on the part of the tour in any given year is greater than the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, all put together.
Sure.
And it happens because of this unique business model.
And a lot fewer events.
And yes,
right.
Indeed.
I mean,
yeah,
right.
exactly.
You know,
that's right. That's right.
Think about how many baseball games there are, how many basketball games there are, and there's. 40 PGA Tour events.
Exactly, and the other thing that, as I said, we can't do enough storytelling,
right?
Because people, I don't think, really appreciate the level of giving that's involved, and that includes a number of the players too. You have these 24, 25 year old guys in Jordan Spieth's case,
right?
20 year old, forming their own foundation,
yeah,
designed
right.
to support. You know, charitable activities either for a cause or in the community in which they are from or where they live. It's a great way to set an example for what other sports might want to do.
Absolutely. I want to stay on this topic, but I will take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorcia. In studio is senior advisor to Zurich Insurance Group, Dick Kearns, and the co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin, a top 100 golf fitting enterprise, according to Golf Digest. Dick, we're talking about PGA Tour and your involvement with Zurich. One of the things is this ambassador program, and I find that to be pretty fascinating little enterprise that you guys have going. Talk a little bit about your relationship with some of the players like Keegan Bradley, Justin Rose, and so forth and so on.
Sure, sure, Anthony. I think it's been a great part of our success in golf. In 2010, we decided to sponsor initially two players, Justin Rose and Ben Crean. Ben was just off his victory at Torrey Pines for what was our first Farmers Insurance Open. Mm-hmm. Justin, we had gotten to know a couple of years before. So we signed them, and then a couple of months later, all within 2010, also extended that group to six players, mm-hmm. And including to the two of them, including Camilo Villegas, then at the time Luke Donald, as well as Graham McDowell, and Ricky Fowler.
Right.
We after our first contract year, and they're usually like 2 year mm-hmm. Contracts. Mm-hmm. And Luke and Graham moved on to another ambassador program, mm-hmm. We added Ernie Els.
Big Easy.
We had added Keegan Bradley before that, and Billy Horschel. So we have seven great guys,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Including three major champions, and we work with them throughout the year. In addition to playing in the tournaments, we use them in our advertising programs. We use them at corporate events, small golf outings for high-end customers where they can get to interact with the customers in sort of
sure,
a pro-am
sure.
format. And it's been terrific. We enjoy the relationship we've had with them, and we also work with them, support a number of their charitable causes as well. For instance, at the Zurich Classic this year, we had the Blue Out Saturday for
right.
Danielle's
yep.
autism.
Yeah,
and we also do work with the St. Bernard Project in New Orleans. Ben Crean also carries their logo on his bag,
mm-hmm.
and we also have been very involved with Justin and Kate Rose and their foundation for Blessings in a Backpack, which is a program to feed school children
sure.
On weekends and yep. summers.
I'm curious, how did you pick them? Like Keegan, I have an idea. Maybe there was some insider trading going on there with Keegan and Wheatley Hills, something like that. But
very
the other
true.
Golfers, you have a really interesting mix. You've got a little older, you've got younger, you've
right.
got Ben Crane, who's, you know, done a little bit, but not a lot. And then you've got Ernie Els, obviously, who is, you know, one of the top guys. How did you, did you purposely say we want to mix, or
how did you? Yeah, we did very much so, Woody. What we really looked at was our customer base, and we wanted to also have this group of players have a particular appeal to a certain customer group. Mm-hmm. So for Camilo Villegas, for instance, being from Colombia, we have a large business in South America. So some of the golf events he does for us, he does in our South American market. We're obviously a large insurance company, and most of our competitors tend to be very big in a particular country, and we have a pretty unique footprint. We're very big in the U.S. as well as Europe, so we wanted European players as well, and we wanted to be able to use these individuals globally. So, you know, using people like Justin and Ernie, who play all over the world, for instance, and then we had markets were very big in California, especially Farmers. Ricky wears the Farmers logo on his hat, and Ben Crane was living in Texas, which is another big market for us. Mm-hmm. So, and you're right, Keegan, who we knew from Wheatley Hills in his young days, was a natural to sign and covers a big part of the Northeast for us.
Yeah.
So we looked at things like geographic dispersion. Mm-hmm. We wanted first and foremost to have people that we knew were as impressive off the golf course as they are on
sure.
the golf course.
Yeah,
I like to hear that.
You know, so we had you know, some players that are very good, obviously, when they're playing on tour, but some of them aren't as comfortable in corporate settings.
Right, sure.
So we wanted guys that we could feel very proud to pull into the CEO offices of our major customers.
Well, and it gives you a lot of flexibility, like you said. I mean, to go worldwide or to fit a certain player. I mean, one person doesn't have to be a brand. You know, it doesn't have to. Here you have a group of players that are Zurich guys that represent the Zurich company. And like you said, it's a big company with diverse, and it's as diverse as this group. Right? So the different personalities can meet different demands.
Absolutely. And the feedback, and by the way, those guys love to be together as well.
So that's got to be a big plus.
We do events, you know, during the tournament week where before the Pro-Am in particular, where we bring them all together and we'll have, you know, one of the golf media celebs. Our friend Gary Williams has done it for us a couple of times.
Yep.
Kelly Tillman from the Golf Channel. Lance Barrow from CBS Sports. And they enjoy the interaction together.
Mm-hmm.
And our customers enjoy seeing these guys out of their golf attire,
right? Yeah, in shorts or whatever.
Yeah, and getting to know them a little more as players as well. So we like the idea of having a team of guys, and the feedback we get from them is that they like the way we activate the sponsorship, because we do get them involved. We spend a lot of time with them. They meet people from our entire organization. This is not mm-hmm. a matter of, you know, hand it off to the marketing exec.
Right,
and
right.
You get to check and put the name on your hat, and here you're off you go. It's not
right. Exactly.
You're not doing
and
that.
One story that always sticks in my mind, and I use it to talk about how the players benefit from these experiences as well. And we were at one of these corporate events, it was Jim Shiro, who then our CEO. Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs, and Justin Rose. And Justin Rose is looking at the two of them saying, "Now, tell me, how do you manage risk in these big global organizations?" And I thought, you know, this is what it's all about, too, because they get to learn and develop skill sets that they wouldn't have on the driving range.
Right, right. I mean, they're managing whether they go. A risk for them is a par 5 and 2. Do I go? What's the right number? They're not, you know, not a giant organization, financial institution, I should say.
Exactly.
They get a chance to talk to those minds and say, you know, what do you think about this or whatever whatever their questions are. You don't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
You just don't get that opportunity.
Yeah. So it's the selectivity of the players is key, and we've really had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and it seems it really comes off like that. I mean, like you said, the interaction with the group seems like they genuinely like each other.
Yeah,
and your clients must love that. That little sort of peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, well, we have 2/3 of the golf boys, so or 50%, I guess.
50%.
Yeah, with Ricky and Ben.
You deal with golf on a global scale. Let's just drill down a little bit, if you will, and talk about golf on Long Island. Where do you see the future of golf on Long Island, considering the major contraction that's going that you see in the industry on a larger scale?
Yeah. We talked a little bit about that before. This sort of contrast that that golf is shrinking overall, yet the PGA Tour has never been more robust in terms of their events and the renewals that they're getting.
It's quite the contradiction. The more that you think about it, it's really sort of crazy.
It is. Of course, being a native Long Islander, I wish that we had an event here.
Because we
have so many great golf courses.
We have the Barclays now, yeah. And we're going to have the Ryder Cup and the PGA.
We have a great fan, Pete Bevacqua, who's the CEO of the PGA of America and a good friend, and he is, for a Westchester guy, a big fan of Long Island golf, and what he's done for us in terms of the Ryder Cup event, which is a ways out, but something to look forward to. And hopefully, more of the Barclays and the more of Bethpage in the rotation. Is going to be great. But it is a little bit of a dilemma, right? What we're seeing happening in the course. We see it, at a number of the clubs too, with population membership shrinking.
Sure, courses closing down. We had two over the winter, public courses, two facilities that closed down.
And yet, Long Island is such an important part of the history,
right.
Of golf. We at Wheatley Hills last year celebrated our 100th anniversary, and so as part of putting this commemorative book together, I got to do a lot of research on the founding fathers, right?
Mm-hmm,
and we have the Long Island golf is essential. It's not only part of the history, but I think part of the future, and so we have to make sure that we rely on people who are supportive, like a Pete Bevacqua, and try and get some more of the USGA and PGA events.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's important to because of the in a sport that recognizes history as well as the US as the PGA Tour does. We have a rich golf heritage here,
and
it has to be celebrated and kept in the minds of people to continue going forward. So it doesn't go by the wayside. And I think, like Woody said before, with the Ryder Cup and things, we have things spaced out a little bit so that people are reminded of the wonderful history that we have here of golf on Long Island.
Absolutely. Our two tournament directors, Steve Worthy in New Orleans, worked for the USGA, spent a lot of time out at Shinnecock getting that event ready the last time it was played. And Peter Ripa from the Century Club out in San Diego is a native Long Island guy as well. And so every time I'm with the two of them, all they want to do is talk about Long Island golf because they're both fans of the great courses that we have.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia, here with Dick Kearns and Woody Lashin. Just wanted to, you know, you were talking about, Woody asked you about this year-long thing of preparing for this golf, for a golf tournament. And then boom, it's over. Like, you know, 1 week and that's it. All the work is, and it kind of reminded me of, you know, preparing a meal. And that's something you're familiar with this restaurant, La Marmite, right? You do all the prep, and then you eat it, and it's gone, and that's it. It's over. Talk about this.
Is he doing all the prep there? Or is his son doing the prep?
That's right. But talk about the unofficial restaurant of the PGA Tour there, yes. La Marmite.
Yes. As I told Commissioner Fincham a couple of months ago, I said, when you get to town, come to the unofficial restaurant of the PGA Tour on Long Island, and that would be La Marmite in Williston Park. Great fine dining restaurant. Just celebrated its 40th birthday, which is quite an accomplishment for a restaurant.
Sure.
We got involved with it last September. Mm-hmm. Took ownership, our son Greg is the executive chef, quite a talented culinary man himself. Yep. We've had a lot of fun with it, we'd like to become part of the golf scene. Of course, we're leveraging our relationships. We've already had some folks like Ben Crane and Tim Rosefort, and some other folks from the PGA Tour and Golf Digest attend too. So you never know who you might find.
Find Dick and Mo there.
You will always find Dick and Mo there at the bar where we do our best quality control work.
For those who don't know, Mo is Dick's lovely wife.
Yes.
And they're always together. She's here in studio today listening to us.
Yeah, she is. Mo's my swing coach. I never go anywhere without her.
But, the restaurant must be a nice little – is it – well, let me ask you, actually – is it a nice little break from what you do, you know, working with the PGA Tour? I mean, it seems like a natural sort of, refuge, if you will, just from the everyday grind.
Sure, sure. Well, it was a haunt of ours for many years.
Okay.
So we were quite familiar with the restaurant and a lot of the regulars. We're very much extroverted people.
Sure.
Kind of people.
Yeah.
So for us, it's fun to welcome people in, and we like them to think that they're like coming to their club,
right?
Where they're going to be recognized and feel very much at home, enjoy some wonderful food and some great company.
Absolutely. What are you? What's the specialty that you like to get while you're there? What's one of your son's favorite meals?
If I'm coming for dinner,
what are you recommending?
That's a tough one. But I would say the one of the great staples there is rack of lamb.
Oh, nice.
Which we do a very wonderful job on, lots of different kinds of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Greg has he changes the menu every season. So he likes to take advantage too of Long Island produce and different dishes to coincide with the changing time of the year. So it's a great menu. You can go online and see us at lamarmeatrestaurant.com.
Okay.
See what we're all about, and hopefully the next time the three of us get together, it will be around a rack of lamb.
Absolutely. And hopefully that will be a post-round meal at
Even
Bob Marmite's.
After Willie right. Hills.
Let's make sure we get that in. If you're gonna do it, you have to do it right. All right. Well, Dick, thank you so much for coming in. It's been first of all a pleasure to meet you, and even more so to have you in studio. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Anthony. Great to see you too, and always as always with Woody. I really enjoyed it.
Yep, Woody. Thank you for always another great show.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Yeah, love to have you. That's it for this week, folks. Make sure you get out and play some golf and support this great game that we love. And we'll catch you next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Did not necessarily